Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wait, do you think that the listeners can tell that we're both wearing blazers?
I hope they can, because mine is velvet and yours is sequins. So that
yeah.
is
Oh
like,
my God, wait. Velvet and sequins, if we ever start a band.
I was, yes, velvet and sequins.
Velvet and sequins. That sounds like, do you remember that hymnal, silver and gold? I'd rather have
a
Jesus
hymnal?
Than... I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. You know that song? No. No fame or fortune.
I laugh because I'm a heathen. And whenever I go to like a funeral or anything, everyone's like, open the hymnal. Everyone knows the song except for Delon.
Oh,
irony, he's a
yeah,
singer.
No.
But I also laugh because like, I want the silver and gold.
You're like, no, I'm good on that song. Well, to me, yeah. When I heard Velvet and Sequins, it just made me think of that Silver and Gold song. And I was like, that's a song.
And did we do, is it like Velvet X Sequins? Like, that's how we look
yes.
like Corinne Halle.
Yes, yes, yes. Or like Velvet / Sequins or something like that. You know, oh.
I want us to actually create that faux band, like a Christopher Guest, like... kind of like we take ourselves very seriously, but it's all ridiculous.
1,000 and we always wear jumpsuits, and my jumpsuit is sequin and your jumpsuit is velvet.
Yeah, I love it. I'm also sweating my ass off. Sweating my whole ass off. When I get up from this chair, it's gonna be talking about a snail trail, okay? Hot as hell in this jacket, okay?
Ooh, wait. No.
Listen. Wait.
I hate you for that.
Let me fix it.
Hello and welcome back to Let Me Fix It, the podcast that says, if you give a mouse a cookie, it'll probably eat it. But if you give Gwyneth Paltrow an Oscar, she'll definitely use it as a doorstop. I am DeLon Grant. I'm an actor, a singer, a photographer, and a writer.
And I'm Francesca Ramsey. I'm an actress, a producer, a writer, and former graphic designer. And yes, class, you heard that correctly. Gwyneth Paltrow, the Nepo baby, an inventor of a candle that, quote, smells like a vagina, is using her Oscar that she won for 1999's Shakespeare in Love as a doorstop.
What a beautiful Academy Award.
My doorstop. It works perfectly.
That little gold man is currently outside freezing his bald little head off. As he is propping open the gate to the garden in her house in the Hamptons. Now, that is just a sentence full of privilege.
I mean, dripping like a vagina almost.
if you know how to work it.
You better talk about it.
You know what I mean?
And it not come every, for free.
Not everybody's gotten that WAP. Some of y'all like, what is a WAP? I've never experienced that. Well, you better go back to the drawing board. Now, of course, that trophy is Miss Goops, and she could do whatever she wants with it. But in the spirit of doling out accolades that will soon be forgotten, this week we are launching the inaugural Let Me Fix It Glow Up Awards.
Oh, come on. That's right. Today we are blowing up our segment, the Glow Up, our favorite segment, into a whole ass episode and spotlighting the moments this year that didn't need our point of view or our perspective to shine. So obviously, we will not be able to reflect on all of the things that happened in 2023. So if we missed something, if there's a glow up you think that should get their shine that we just didn't add to the list, please drop us a note at letmefixitpod@gmail.com or shoot us a DM at fixitpod on Instagram. Fran, okay? Here, I know you have a bunch of accolades at this point in your career. You know, you've written for multiple award shows, Black Girls Rock, Emmys, the Oscars. But when you were younger, did you ever dream of like holding an Oscar and winning one of the any of the major entertainment awards? Because we also know she sings, y'all. You know she sings, okay? did you ever look in the mirror and say, I want to thank the Academy?
Ugh, are you kidding me? You know I have a Google Doc ready. I have notes. I have an awards shelf in my office. I actually remember being backstage at the Oscars and a guy went past me with a giant cart of like 50 Oscars. And I swear I moaned. I was like, oh.
I can't wait. Listen, she was a puddle. She was a puddle. Wait, what'd you call it? A snail trail one time?
Why is this episode so vaginal?
It's juicy. It's juicy.
We have barely put the tip in, and we are just...
Listen, my mind is, you know me, my mind is so dirty because it just is so funny.
Lerna, turn the episode off.
Okay. But all jokes aside, like, why do you think we put so much value on that level of recognition? Because let's be real, like, awards aren't everything, right?
That part. Okay. Because not only are awards not everything, but there are plenty of talented and successful people who have not won any of the major awards, especially if we won't talk about it when we're talking about people of color, queer artists, basically any marginalized person who does not support the status quo. So it's not surprising when the establishment doesn't get them. But I think the reason it's so important, or it feels so important, is because so many talented people have won these big awards.
Right.
And there's all this pomp and circumstance, you know, the raw emotion. You like me. You really like me.
Well, it's that Kate Winslet, when I remember she won her award for, I think it was The Reader, and she gets up there and she goes, I don't realize I've been practicing this speech since I was 8 years old, but this used to be a shampoo bottle. And I was like, girl, me too.
God. Yeah, it's so relatable. And, you know, everybody's all dressed up, the decades long history. And it's really taught to us that winning a Grammy or an Emmy or an Oscar or what have you is the apex of artistic success. Fast forward to adulthood. Okay. And awards are cute, but professional Francesca is like, did the check clear?
Okay.
Is the little gold man going to pay my light bill? Because there are many award winners who have struggled after winning a prestigious award. Okay. Like
Billy Porter talking about he can't keep his, he has to sell his apartment. He just won an Emmy.
It's not the end all be all. We really do live in an era of superlative culture that's really more focused on who is the GOAT, the greatest of all time, instead of the work and the sacrifice that it took for a person to become the GOAT. Okay.
Talk about that. Talk about that, right? Making a living as an artist just like isn't enough anymore, right? You got to damn near be a EGOT, you know, to have your work and your like your person validated. For those who don't know, class, an EGOT is an artist who has won all of the major four entertainment awards. So an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. A little bit of a factoid. A lot of people credit the TV show 30 Rock with putting EGOT into the zeitgeist, but it was actually coined in 1984 by a black actor. It's relevant. Philip Michael Thomas. Thomas used to be, was best known for playing Detective Ricardo Tubbs on the original Miami Vice. Ironically enough, though, he didn't win any award.
Wow, that's so interesting. I feel like he should get an honorary EGOT.
I hear that. He's still with us. Let's give him that.
Absolutely. Another factoid, there are only 18 people who have actually achieved EGOT status.
That is really surprising. I mean, on both ends, because I guess I didn't have that number in my mind, but I'm like, that feels like a lot and maybe not enough.
Feels like a lot, but also low. How is that?
Yeah, I know. Not us having like a factoid off, okay? how many people can you name who have EGOTs, Fran?
Okay. Whoopi Goldberg, duh. Mm-hmm, Viola mm-hmm. Davis, John Legend. And didn't Jennifer Hudson recently become an EGOT?
Yes, yes. She kind of bought her way into the club, though, with that producer loophole. She was a producer on the Broadway musical A Strange Loop that won the Tony Award for Best Musical in 2022, also the Pulitzer.
Okay. I have to push back just a little bit. Is it really a loophole? I mean, sure, she was not in the show belting her face off because we would have remembered. Okay. We would have remembered.
And she was... I am telling you.
They're like, Jennifer, please, we all need to leave with our eardrums intact. Okay, so she wasn't on stage, but her name did help the show get to Broadway, right?
Legit.
It's one of those things where they open doors for other people. One thing that I thought was really interesting is that Robert Lopez, the composer of Let It Go, Let It Go, he is the only person to be an EGOT twice over.
Not twice over.
Yeah.
Listen, folks out here saying, I got. Robert said, I'm a EGOT. That's ridiculous. Robert, we need you to calm down with all of that excellence. I mean, come
Please.
On.
I'm Save also trying some to, for us.
Thank you. I'm trying to be you when I grow up, though, okay? I can't wait.
Are they running out of EGOTs? Are they on set? Like, why do you have two of them?
How do you have two? Insane.
Oh. My gosh. Well, listen, who knows? Maybe you will win something this episode. So without further ado, let's dive into the inaugural Let Me Fix It Glow Up Awards. So since we are such word nerds here on Let Me Fix It, I think we should start off with word of the year. But before we do, in September 2023, Miss Merriam-Webster Dictionary added a whopping 690 new words to the dictionary, and a few of their additions are an amazing example of how culture dictates language. Mm. The word zhuzh finally made it into the dictionary. I didn't know zhuzh was a real word. It is a real word, and it means a small improvement, an adjustment, or an addition to something that improves the overall look and taste of something. And I love a zhuzh.
Okay.
It is very fun to say, but zhuzh is also a noun and a verb, bilingual. You can add zhuzh or you can zhuzh something up.
Wait, when I hear zhuzh said that many sounds, it sounds like a French person trying to say the word judge. You know,
yeah.
I would like to talk to the zhuzh.
Zhuzh, I am not happy with the sentence that you handed down, zhuzh.
What is the zhuzh? Where is the zhuzh? Well, this also made me laugh in the words that they added to the dictionary. They also added bussin to the dictionary. I don't know why I say it like that.
You have to say it like that. It is mandated, yes.
It's defined as an adjective of African-American English slang, meaning extremely good or especially tasty. But one of the examples of how to use the word in a sentence is a quote from Twitter. This Medicare for all bill is bussin, bro.
No, that sounds like that. A black person did not say that.
No, they did not. They did not. Also, I kind of want to hear that TikTok narrator voice do it because that would crack my shit up.
Medicaid for all is bussin'.
you guess. You know what? That's a whole snap, snap, snap. Anyway, and here are the nominees for the Word of the Year Glow Up Award. First up is mid. Mid is... it's not good or bad, but meh. I love the use of mid. It's such like a vibey, like I'm not interested, perfunctory disinterest.
Ooh, wait, it's like
something.
A perfunctory?
Ooh, wait a minute. You ain't know. You ain't know. He knows some words, okay?
Oh my God. You better use some words to highlight a word.
He reads some stuff.
He's a reader.
There's like some like disinterest, you know, but it still has a point of view, right? Mm-hmm. You know exactly what I mean when I say something is mid. You know, it's not giving good or bad, so I kind of don't care. But yeah. I hope you do. You know, I love that for you. It's like so removed. I love that.
And not to get like too deep, but I also like the fact that mid feels like small. Like the word itself is only three letters. And so like it's a mid-sized word, dare I say.
Ooh. Is that, you know, onomatopoeia? No, that's the word that sounds like the word. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. There's layers to it. It is a really good one. Our next nominee is quiet quitting. which is technically a phrase, but who cares? This is our award show, and we make the fucking rules, okay? It is when an employee continues to stay at their job while putting in the minimum amount of effort to keep the job. So they're just not going the extra mile, and it really has felt like we've all been quiet quitting.
Life, in fact.
For like the past few years, quiet quitting has been a whole vibe.
I mean, for the honestly, 2020 on, I feel like we've all just been like, well, I'm going to just show up where I got to show up and keep it pushing because something else is the other shoe is going to drop. Our next nominee is smithing. It's the practice of sending text messages to someone in order to get the person to reveal personal or confidential information.
Now, which where did this, is this a reference to Jada and Will telling us all of their fucking business?
Wait, who is smithing?
Y'all better stop smithing.
I think the police use it a lot, which is not shocking.
Okay. Well, then now y'all know that one's not going to win.
Okay.
Our next nomination goes to Finsta, which is a secret or incognito Instagram account. Do you have a Finsta? I don't have a Finsta.
Wait, the way the the way she do you the accusation of it I do not but like I feel should I have one
you're not I you know what and here's the thing you're probably not supposed to ask someone if they have a Finsta because right, that defeats that the whole purpose like right. If someone knows you have one then it's is it really a secret and also why is it Finn like faux Insta I don't know what that
oh faux Insta that makes sense it doesn't roll
okay the reason I don't have a Finsta is I would be afraid that I would accidentally post something on my real Insta that was supposed to go on my Finsta
you know what I mean I do because I do this on our Fix It Pod all the time and I have to delete a story because I'm like, oh, shit, put it on mine.
Put
you know?
Thirst traps on the Fix It Pod IG.
Y'all are thirsty. Stop it. Next up, we have Acknowledgy, which is one of my personal favorites from this year. It's a portmanteau made up of acknowledge and apology. So instead of actually taking responsibility for something you've done, and acknowledges just says, I acknowledge that you're upset. I see that you're upset, and I've acknowledged it. That's it. A perfect example of this is Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis when they got called out for their letters they wrote to DeJour.
We love a callback.
Okay. Well, they wrote to the judge in the Danny Masterson rape trial. What an end up.
Love the word acknowledgy. I said it in my Drew Barrymore video and people started saying that I invented the word. And while I wish that I came up with it, I did not. I first heard it from one of my very favorite TikTokers, Culture Work. So shout out to her. And our final nominee for word of the year goes to procrasturbate, a word that I actually did come up with. Heavy on the come. And it's also a portmanteau. A combo of the word procrastinate and masturbate. It's when you have all sorts of things to do, but you do yourself instead.
Oof, I was on that train today, but I was like, you're grown. Keep it pushing. It'll wait till later, okay? And the Glow Up Award goes to... It's a tie? Now that's a first, because also this is the first time we've ever had these awards. So acknowledgy and procrastinate.
Oh my God. So good. Wow. Who are those judges?
I know. Smart
and hot. Next up on the subject of portmanteau, you know, we had to give an award for portmanteau of the year. Now, for those unfamiliar, a portmanteau is a word blending the sounds and combining the meaning of two other words. And there's no need for other nominees because the winner is clearly Barbenheimer. Mm-hmm. Likely dreamt up by a studio assistant that was not being paid nearly enough. Barbenheimer was the cultural phenomenon surrounding the successive release of the films Barbie and Oppenheimer, and they single-handedly revived the double feature. So Barbenheimer, the glow up goes to you.
All glow ups go to you for that, because that when you said that another on a prior episode, and I was like, oh, I've never heard of that. It's kind of brilliant.
So clever.
It was so clever.
Okay, our next Globe Award is same old celeb, brand new face. Now, we all know that plastic surgery is synonymous with Hollywood, like Donald Trump with indictments. So we wanted to do something different and acknowledge a celebrity whose brand new face has really settled to reveal a new version of themselves. Before we dive in, We do have a slight programming note. We recognize that we exist in a culture with unrealistic beauty standards. We work in the entertainment industry where the pressure to adhere to those standards is endemic. Okay, so instead of speculating, all of our nominees have mostly admitted that they have had some work done, and we are just taking it at face value.
Yeah. I'm giving that to you.
She's a writer, bitch.
Yes, we're taking it at face value. Hilarious.
All right, so the nominees for Same Old Celebrity, Brand New Face. Delon, tell us the first one.
Zac Efron. So some people actually said this to some people I know, and they were like, he had his face done? I was like, what rock have you been under?
Yeah, he's talked about it.
He's talked about it, right. So there's a disclaimer. Zac Efron has admitted that he's had plastic surgery as a result of an accident. According to Zac, he slipped on a puddle of water at home and broke his jaw pretty severely.
Okay, I do think that he probably fell and hurt himself. But jaw surgery is not giving you those full lips.
Or them high cheekbones.
No.
Class, like, we're looking at photos of him right now.
The brow shape has changed. I mean, he always had a very full brow, but the brow is kind of like softened in shape. Like it used to kind of go straight across, and now it's kind of like a more rounded and arched looking.
There's a pulling back of like the eye a little bit.
Yeah. His face looks very different. And again, if he really did hurt his chin, and I believe that did happen, but I think that he's letting that do some heavy lifting because the rest of his face has also changed.
I would say, like, if I'm laying down on the table, listen, you might as well give me the butt chin. Give me, you know, if we're going in, let's go in. Shit.
I guess you get that special edition. I mean, whatever.
Is it a discount?
I cannot blame him. Everybody has their insecurities. But I think what bothers me is people playing in our faces, dare I say, and acting as if we don't see that other things have happened.
Right. Who's next, Fran?
Next up, we've got Madonna. And Jalon is biting his lip right now. And we had some discussion about putting her on this list because I said that, yes, Madonna's face has looked a little, would you like to play a game? But it looks better. It looks better.
You brought this to my attention because when you said it, I was like, what are you talking about? I saw her face on the Grammys. I think a lot of us saw her face on the Grammys. And I was like, what happened to Madonna? What did you do? Because it was like swollen, and it was just clear the surgery just hadn't settled. Mm-hmm. Because then on Twitter or X, whatever it's called now, she bopped on and was like, look how cute I am now that the swelling from surgery has gone down. So she's also admitted it.
I mean, listen, I'm not trying to give this white lady compliments, but I love that she just said, yeah, I had some stuff done and I needed to like let it settle. And it looks better.
It looks great. I mean, she looks, this picture we are looking at right now, she looks younger. She kind of looks like her daughter, oddly enough.
I mean, here's the thing that I think about a lot is that Madonna was always a beautiful looking woman.
Yes.
And so it kind of hurts my soul that she feels like she needs to do all this stuff because she would have aged naturally, I think, quite beautifully. I think of like a Helen Mirren, you know, and you're like, she looks her age, but she's still very stunning and very regal. So to me, she didn't need to do any of this, but taking a break and coming back with the new face, it's working for me.
It really has settled. I mean, the other thing about as we enter into our 40s, right, is like, the physical part of aging is the jarring part. Like the settle of my brain, the settle of my soul and my heart and my spirit is cute. Mm-hmm. But the knees have just fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So like, I know we want to say age gracefully, but I would push back and just say, you know, age how you want to age, girl. If you got the money, go ahead.
I'm about to put Botox in my back. What is going on with the back? My back hurts all the time.
Do you think it's because of your crouching? Because I'm having the same problem.
I definitely have terrible posture and I'm trying to stand up straighter, but I don't know what it is, but it always feels like I have a knot in my back that I just can't get out. I'm always like rolling and twisting and down dogging and rocking and rolling and cat cowing. I'm doing I did a little cobra. None of it is helping.
I know. I'm so glad you said that because I feel the exact same way. I've always had great posture. I think it's just sitting at a laptop that is like the mid back is like singing.
you know?
Oh my gosh.
Unlike our next one, but.
Oh, well, next up. Oh, this one hurts my heart. Our next nominee for same old celeb, brand new face is Lil' Kim. Delon, who is this woman? Who is this white woman?
And it looks like she ate Lil' Kim, like legit. Yeah. Like,
and listen, I know she's had, like, she's talked about dealing with like colorism and like Biggie making fun of her looks. And I'm sure all of that's played a part in it, but she just looks so different.
She looks, I mean, I'm going to say it. She looks crazy. She looks crazy. I mean, it's because like this skin whitening and all of the surgery. I mean, to her credit, we're talking about her again. So I guess that's a benefit. But when you look, we're looking at pictures of her when she was a
beautiful.
Black woman. And you're like, wow, come on.
She
right.
Was.
She's stunning. Beautiful. She's stunning.
Did you see the September Ebony magazine cover? Lil' Kim was upset. She took to Instagram and was very angry and said that they over-edited this cover. Then the photo director who shot the cover was like, no, Lil' Kim said she wanted to be in charge of the retouching. And this is what we got. And I mean, she retouches a lot of her stuff on Instagram. This cover it looks like a cartoon.
I was going to say, it looks like it literally looks like a coloring book that someone shaded in. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's heartbreaking because, again, we understand the beauty standards, right? We understand what it is. And like, you know, you and I have our own issues with that, right? Who doesn't? Yeah. But like for someone to be an idol, right? Someone that is like such a big figure that looms so large in society and in culture and music to like be struggling like this. You're like, oh man, I wish you had, I don't know, a more of a resolve, you know?
I know. And I will say, like, we'll share some of these pictures on our Instagram story. This picture that they included with the Ebony cover, while she still doesn't look like the old Lil' Kim, she looks better than I've seen her. Like the makeup looks a little bit better. It's like, I think what the problem was is she was doing all of these like harsh, the blonde, the light colored makeup, and it was making all of the work look very strange.
Yeah.
Whereas this, she's looking more like soft, glam, glowy, golden. And again, it doesn't look like the Lil' Kim we grew up with.
Right.
But you're like, okay, like I can understand that this is somebody I used to know. You know, like.
Well, I would argue, I think we've just, to the point of the award, it's just settled and we've all just accepted. That's her new face.
Yes.
Next up, we have Renee Zellweger. So Renee is, just a disclaimer, Renee is one of these actors, these Hollywood people that are saying she just feels different. She hasn't admitted to any surgery directly, but I was watching her on, I forget what award show she was on. She was a little tipsy, but girl, do you. And I was like, who is that? Who is that?
Yeah, she looked,
I don't know what she's
different.
Had done, but it's something.
But again, that's what I love about this award. She's come full circle. She looks a lot better, I think. And maybe it was like the makeup was wrong also. It's like she looks like she has no brows. And she's always had a hooded eye, but I think it's just like she looks really washed out and she must have just done something. But again, here's what I don't understand. Why don't people schedule their work around what work? Schedule your work around your work.
This is what I'm
saying. If you have to be on a red carpet, don't do something to your face right before the red carpet. We're not giving you shit for you know, tucking and pulling.
Right.
Do it if you want to, but like give yourself time to relax and let it settle.
And don't be shocked when we're like, because Madonna got frustrated because people were like, oh my God,
and
it was talking about my face.
She admits it was swollen.
Girl, well then that's not a us problem. That's a you problem. You thought we were going to be like, oh yeah, that's fine. No, we're going to comment on it. That's part of why the award show exists, because we're talking about celebrities and Hollywood and all that stuff, right?
Right. It's such a strange choice.
It is.
Our next nomination, and this one, don't eat me up. Class,
you know,
please.
They're going to chew us apart.
Please don't. We're going to try so hard to be delicate here. But our next nominee is Miss Jackson herself, Janet Jackson.
Okay, I am for real.
She was an early adopter of plastic surgery back in the 80s. But her recent work, again, it's coming full circle. It looks a lot better. I'm curious, was there a family discount? Because it does seem like every Jackson got that same nose.
That same nose.
It's giving BOGO.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one.
I feel like Michael just like wrote it into, like, he just bought the plastic surgery place. He's like, everybody come on in. No, they all have the same nose. I feel like she did the least amount of work and it settled the most.
Yeah.
You know, of all of them.
Here's the thing. My favorite version of Janet's face is anytime, any place, I don't care. That's the one. That's the look for me. I mean, it's just very subtle. She still looks like herself, a little bit smaller nose, the thin brows, the high cheekbones. Mm-hmm. But recently it has, and I think it's the makeup. If you look at this one picture we've got in here, the makeup is so light. It's almost like too much contour. It's making the nose look smaller.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, and there's the cheek. We all know she had cheek implants, and I think this was, maybe she's had them replaced, but like, the photo we're looking at, the cheek implant just looks like a saggy bag. Mm. And it might just be the angle, it might be the makeup, it might be the shot or the lighting or whatever, but it just looks a lot, you know?
I saw her, she went to the Victoria Monet concert and she was backstage with Victoria and they posted it on Instagram. And I was like, okay, Miss Jackson, the face was looking good.
It settled. She settled.
She looked great. Again, she's had work. We are not disputing that. But again, it really came back around and it looked great.
Yeah, you look great. You look great, Janet. She's in her mid-50s. Go ahead, get it, girl. There were too many nominees, actually, for this award, so we do have some honorable mentions. My favorite honorable mention, y'all know Joe Biden got some surgery done too, right? Like, come on. You know Joe Biden got a nip and a several tucks.
Joe Biden was doing a press conference and the skin was tight.
Tight. And like, you can see just like the way his eyes used to open to the way they open now, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah. You could drop a penny on that face boing. And it would boing. So tight. And again, you knew you had a speech, Joe. Another person that is an honorable mention is Courtney Cox. She had done a lot to her face. And then she actually, I saw an interview with her where she was talking about the fact that one day she woke up and looked in the mirror and was like, what the fuck have I done to my face? And she started dissolving all of her fillers. And I just was honestly so impressed that she talked about the fact that when you're around a lot of people who've had plastic surgery, your perspective is warped.
Yes.
Everybody around you looks kind of weird and uncanny valley. And she said she just didn't notice. She kept doing little things here and there. Now she has dissolved the fillers. I think she's also in her 50s.
Yeah.
She looks great. She looks like herself.
Well, because honestly, Courtney, we were all going, what did you do to your face for years? I forget.
Yeah.
What was the big show she had after Friends?
It was called like MILF or something, or she like lived in a cul-de-sac. That's what I remember. Yeah.
And people really liked it, but like.
Yeah. She was always like sleeping with somebody's daddy or something like that.
But that was the point where I was like, wait, what did you do to Courtney Cox in her face? Another honorable mention is Lady Gaga. And like, I know they're going to come for us for this one too, but the main
Star is Born, she looked wild.
She looked crazy. Like her face, it was tight, but it was also like she wasn't moving her face.
Oh
right?
Oh my God. When he was like, let me look at you. And she's like, huh? she looks and her face doesn't move.
I remember she's getting out of some like Uber or car at one point and she's like supposed to be upset. And I was like, oh, it is a statue. So another honorable mention, Fran, this other one is someone you mentioned to me and I was like, girl, I don't see it. But one day I texted you and I was like, girl, I see it. Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah.
What has she had done?
She got the mixed race special. She is giving biracial butterfly. I don't know who she is. She looks so different.
She really, really does.
Okay, so now you know what the award is for. Let's go ahead and crown our winner. The Glow Up Award for Same Old Celeb, Brand New Face goes to... Madonna.
Congratulations, Madge. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. And now that you've won an award, take a nap. You don't need to be on tour. You can take a seat. You can take a knee.
Because, I mean, listen, I hope when I'm your age, I probably won't be, but I'm sitting down somewhere. I'm gonna sipping a Mai Tai, okay?
No, you don't. I mean, listen, and not to say that the 70s is old, but she doesn't. You are an icon. You don't need to be on tour anymore. And you got a knee brace on, mama. You shouldn't be out here two-stepping. She's marking it. She needs to just stay home.
But Donna, you're the queen of like reinventing yourself. Mm-hmm. So just reinvent. What is the, you know, the septuagenarian look like?
Listen, my mother loves a chair aerobics. Can she do some chairography?
Okay, give us that. Give us a strut and a, you know, don't give me any choreo. I don't want to see it. said it out loud. Oops. Our next Glow Up Award is for Music Moment of the Year. So, friend, this made me think of our friendship. Do you remember making me all of those CDs, those mixed CDs when we were in college?
Yes. Making CDs was my love language, my early foray into gift giving. I would write all the names of the artist all over the CD and like little marker. And I would make like a little booklet sometimes with all of the photos of the different albums and the artist. And I would try to pick songs that like made me think of our friendship.
Well, and I think of like my music kind of journey, and this is such a benchmark, right? Mm. So class, Fran used to burn these CDs. We used to burn them. Gen Z. We called it burning, making these mixed CDs, and she would mail them to me.
There was no fire involved.
It was laptops used to have a disk drive. but she would mail me these CDs with, like she said, complete like artwork table of contents. And at some point I do want to take photos of these and put them on our IG. Because I'm a hoarder and still have them like a time capsule.
Yeah.
But if there were one song that you would think I would say like is quintessential Fran that reminds me of this period, what would it be?
Ooh, I would say it was probably a song by Coop. There was a song that was like, "It's summer sun, you'll always shine." It was like, "Da, da, 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 it's summer sun. My cell phone rang for a little bit.
Yes, that is it. Spot on.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, listen, music has really been such a mainstay in our friendship. So of course, we had to have an award for Music Moment of the Year. The nominees are Tracy Chapman becoming the first Black songwriter ever to win a country music award. Now, how is it that we created country music?
Really?
We ain't won no awards. 35 years after the release of her hit song, Fast Car, country singer Luke Combs recorded and released a cover of the song, and the cover earned Chapman a Country Music Award for Song of the Year. Kind of ironic that a white dude had to cover it in order for her to win for her song, but I mean, we'll take it.
Is it ironic or is it just par for the course?
That's fair. You know? It's the American way.
Okay. You're right. Next up, we have Destiny's Stepchildren reunite with Destiny 2.0 at Beyonce's Epic Renaissance Tour. So two of the original members of Destiny's Child, Latavia Robertson and Latoya Luckett, made an appearance at Beyonce's Houston concert this fall. It was the first time since Latoya and Latavia left the group that all five of Destiny's Children spent time together. Mm. My question, though, is did she make them buy a ticket? Was that a call?
You know what it makes me think of? Do you remember that clip? I think it's Latoya, and they are in the recording studio, and she's like, "I need to leave because I got to go home and get my luggage for this flight." Yes. And Beyonce's like, "We can send your luggage."
That's the last flight out of here.
Yes, ma'am.
You might have to go straight to the airport.
Okay. I don't have no luggage.
I'm rolling.
But it's better for you to go home than not have luggage.
No, it's not. Where y'all coming out there?
Well, somebody can send your luggage.
But then I'm gonna have to wait for 4 days before I get all my stuff.
It's either that or you're gonna probably miss your flight.
We have nothing against her, but we just felt like we can continue on as a trio, and that's what we're doing.
Would you rather miss your flight? We can send your luggage.
She said, what do you need to do? Because we're here doing this thing.
Oh, my God. I got to just say, as a small detour, I miss the days when we got to see Beyonce's personality because she was shady as fuck. The look on her face, she's like, we can send your luggage, girl.
My favorite Beyonce clip is Kelly being like, well, I'm the second lead singer. And Beyonce looking at her like, you are what?
Is a second lead? Oh, my God. Dead. Well, you know what? Despite all of those moments, the fact that they all came to Renaissance tells me that they all still are in community with each other.
Yes.
I think that's really beautiful, but they're there still there to celebrate Beyonce. And Beyonce gave them shine too. They were all over Instagram together.
Absolutely. In the movie.
Exactly. Like, they're all still a family. So we love that. Next up, Victoria Monet stepping into center stage where she has always been meant to be. She released her debut album, Jaguar 2, this year, and I am obsessed. The album has 10 Grammy nominations.
Crazy.
And it is really wild to me that this is her debut album, because she's been making music for a minute. She has 5 EPs and has been nominated for multiple Grammy Awards prior to Jaguar 2, but she is most well known as a songwriter. She has written songs for Ariana Grande. You could tell because Ariana has been cosplaying as Victoria Monet 2.0 for a large chunk of her career.
You better tell it, Fran.
Listen, Ariana has talent, but the shades, she's doing like a Fenty dork. There are different moments in her career where I'm like, who is that light brown woman? Not Ariana. Victoria has also written songs for Chloe and Halle, Selena Gomez. I mean, she has an incredible music resume. And so this is a glow up for me that is very well earned.
Yeah. And for me, the nomination is really centered around the performance that she gave of her hit single, All My Mama. It was on one of the late night shows.
Yeah.
With one of those Jimmys or whatever. but it's the bop of 2023. It is the actual bop. But the performance, I was like, you would talk to me about Victoria Monet, and I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to it. And then you sent me this, and I was like, whoa, who is this? It's like giving choreo, live vocals, and body. It's a wet dream. The whole performance is a wet dream.
Oh, yeah. I went to her concert, and let me tell you, something LGBTQ happened to me at that concert. She was on that stage shimmying, because if you don't know, Victoria Monet is bisexual. She has many songs about loving the ladies. She also dated Kehlani. And the whole performance, whether it be on the late night stage or at her show, it's just dripping in sensuality and body and vocals. And it's bringing R&B back to its rightful place.
Maybe you heard R&B it here first. You heard it here first.
R&B has always been that girl, but Victoria Monet is reminding us that you have to have talent to sing rhythm and blues. Okay,
she said, I'm gonna dust this off just to remind y'all what it's about.
Hello.
Our next nominee is NSYNC reuniting to record a new song teasing all of our millennial heartstrings. Justin, JC, Joey, Chris, and Lance dropped a single, Better Place, for the latest animated Trolls movie. Trolls band together. It's kind of a bop. I know that Fran hates it.
I haven't heard it.
We're gonna add it here in the show. It's a little bit of a bop.
I don't mind if the world spins faster, faster, faster. Just let me take you to a better place. I'm gonna make you kiss the sky.
I will pass. It's a no for me. It's a no for me. I have no need to listen. Our final nominee is Dolly Parton performing at the Thanksgiving halftime show. Do not ask us what teams were playing. I don't know, because we don't do sports like that. We don't do sports ball. It was the Dolly Parton show as far as all of us are concerned. And can we just give Dolly some flowers for a second? She is 77 and still out here stomping around stages for our entertainment and giving us a midriff and a booty short. She's looking great. And again, somebody else who's talked about her plastic surgery with a smile and a wink. And we love her for it. So thank you for gracing the Thanksgiving halftime show. Because who is talking about the Thanksgiving halftime show before Dolly? Not I.
Nor I. And the Glow Up Award for Music Moment of the Year goes to... you know who it is. Victoria Monet. Come on.
I put that on my... Mama, oh my.
first of many awards for my queen this year. All right, so our next few awards, we're not going to do nominees, okay? Because it is clear who deserves this next glow up. The award for Best New Podcast. The glow up clearly goes to... Let Me Fix It!
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, I just think... Oh.
Wow. And in the words of Snoop Dogg himself,
I want to thank me.
I want to thank us for believing in us and for all of this hard work. Ooh.
I loved when he did that. He did, because it's so true. And just, you know, just to say to you, friend, the work doesn't feel like work with you, right? And I really, really am so grateful for the podcast and what we're creating here. And also in the spirit of like giving ourselves awards, we want to recognize our favorite Let Me Fix It tagline of the year. The Glow Up Award, this comes from our Katy Perry episode.
If you are a regular listener, you know how much we love to laugh on this podcast. But we had a laughing fit over me attempting, you know, to bravely rap a tagline. Why did I do that to myself? And DeLon just could not contain himself. And so, yeah, thus this moment was born. And I'm Francesca Ramsey. Welcome back to Let Me Fix It, the podcast that says your brand's got a problem. Yo, we'll solve this.
I love you. I'm sorry.
I hate you.
Wait, no, do it again. Try it again.
I'm going to try it again. Your brand's got a problem. Yo, we'll solve it. This reference is so old, I'm embarrassed to involve
it. Oh, good job. Wait, you killed it.
Come on.
Yes, I'm giving it to you all day.
It's self-referential. It's aware. I know. I knew it was bad.
Well, that's what makes it funny. But like, yo, she was like...
So the Globe Award for Best Let Me Fix It tagline goes to...
Humor aside, if there was a runner up for Best Pod, there's a great podcast called The World of Secrets, The Abercrombie Guys. Mm. It's a BBC investigative podcast uncovering the truth behind the allegations against former CEO Mike Jeffries and his partner. He was the CEO of Abercrombie and Fitch. His partner's Matthew Smith. They were evidently running a sex trafficking ring.
Oh my God. Listen, we love an investigative podcast.
Yes,
give
we
us
do.
All of the details.
It was heartbreaking and riveting. So,
oh my God, I will definitely be checking that one out. Now, class, we know that you are going to have thoughts on this next award. So get at us and let us know who is your pick for Glow Up of the Year. Okay. So make sure to email us, letmefixitpod@gmail.com. But if you have to ask DeLon and I, it goes to Britney Spears. This year has been incredible for her. Of course, we all know her best-selling memoir, The Woman in Me, which has now become the best-selling memoir of all time. It has been on that New York Times bestseller list for weeks and weeks and weeks. She got to avenge herself
and
spill all the tea on her family and her career and her exes, Justin Timberlake. We talk about you. Just so thankful she was able to get her power back in such an epic way.
Well, and congratulations, Brittany, right? The woman in you being having a voice finally, right? The memoir gives us also a glimpse inside like these really iconic Brittany moments and what it was like for her, which is, how do we not know that, right? Yeah. The VMAs performance where she's carrying that big ass yellow snake. She talks about the Baby One More Time video. But like you said, Fran, it also talks about these tragic moments of like being in that conservatorship for 13 years and, you know, more evidence against Justin Timberlake, like you also said. I listened to the audiobook, which is narrated by actress Michelle Williams. Williams, you guys, is the runner-up for our Glow Up of the Year because her stylization that she uses on her voice in the narration of this book is so brilliant. There's an affectation that really feels like Britney's cadence. It's so good.
Yeah, like she's not doing an imitation of Britney, but she's still like capturing her essence. And I'm just going to say it. I feel like Michelle is a EGOT in the making with this.
Yo,
one. Yeah, she could get a Grammy for this.
Easy. That's how Whoopi got her Grammy.
She deserves it. Michelle having like this long career. Remember when she was on Dawson's Creek and they kept calling her a slut, and they were like, "She's fat." Why were they calling Michelle Williams fat? Like, come
from
on,
Dawson's Creek to Oscar stage, like,
Hello. There's also this viral moment from the book where Britney is retelling the story about her and Justin Timberlake meeting Ginuwine and Justin doing a black scent.
One day, Jay and I were in New York going to parts of town I'd never been to before. Walking our way was a guy with a huge blinged out medallion. He was flanked by two giant security guards. Jay got all excited and said so loud, "Oh yeah, fo shiz, Ginuwine, what's up, homie?" After Ginuwine walked away, Felicia did an impression of Jay. "Oh yeah, fo shiz, Ginuwine." Jay wasn't even embarrassed.
She is such a good actress, right? Like, she does all of these different voices throughout so seamlessly. It's Britney imitating Justin and the accent, but it's also the assistant Felicia imitating Justin. It's just, there's like layers to this dramatization.
There's something like so simple about the way she reads it. And I don't mean simple in a bad way, just like very brass tacks. Like this is the story that we're telling. And it's not, it's uncomplicated and straightforward that I think also like is very accessible to me, because we kind of know the story, so just to tell it like it is feels really, really accessible. It's a good word for it.
Yeah, and it's stripped down, it's raw, it's really straightforward. She did an incredible job. We have a few more honorable mentions for Glow Up of the Year. Victoria Monet, yet again, she's hot. I'm thirsty. Goddamn, she is the moment. Okay. Also, Teyana Taylor, who we've mentioned a number of times on this podcast, after so many setbacks in her music career, she has fully rebranded as a musical creative director and as an actress. She's even got some Oscar buzz and some new nominations for this film that she's in, 1001. She also is related to our final honorable mention, divorcees. Had a glow up this year. So many celebs announcing that they are getting divorced. And as someone that got divorced in 2019, I kind of feel like a trendsetter. I did it first.
I remember 2019, I knew seven people that got divorces. And I was like, oh, it is on and popping.
There were so many. Teyana Taylor, Jenny May and Jeezy, Ariana Grande, Hugh Jackman, Billy Port.
What? I don't know who this Jenny May and Jeezy.
Oh, you know who Jenny May is? She was on that talk show, The Real.
Oh,
she's okay, the Asian girl, yeah. And she was dating. She's dating this rapper, and she always was saying some like fetishy stuff about black men. She was always like, "I like dark meat." So that was one of those divorces where everyone was like, a lot of people like didn't really seem to feel sorry for her. But I will admit, divorce is tough. Even if I don't fuck with you, divorce is tough no matter what. Billy Porter and Adam Smith, love is love. Divorce is also divorce.
It is true.
Britney Spears and that sketchy dude, Sam, whatever his name is.
Sam's cute. Sorry about it. Sorry, y'all. Sam is sexy.
Turn the thirst off. You were just singing Britney's praises, and now you thirsted after her soon-to-be ex-husband?
I'm perpetually in the desert, friend. I'm perpetually parched.
Okay. We also had Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas, Jody Turner and Pacey from Dawson's Creek. Mm. Everybody was getting divorced this year. Again, it's tough, but divorce is a glow up. No matter what side you fall on, you get out of the thing, you move on to greener pastures. So divorcees this year, y'all had a moment.
Yeah, and I'm sending wind behind y'all sails. Step into your own. I hope you find yourselves in this new era, everyone. One of the other awards we really wanted to highlight is the cultural concept of the year. This award goes to an idea that got an unfair bad rap in the years past, but in 2023 has a whole new light shining on it. And our glow up this year for concept of the year goes to organized labor. There were so many labor unions. We've talked about this on the pod before. There were so many labor unions that went on strike this year. Obviously, Fran and I know a couple of them. The Writers Guild, the Screen Actors, but also there were multiple nurse organizations, Kaiser Permanente. They were, I think they still might be dealing with the strike. The UPS workers narrowly avoided a strike. But I think the United Auto Workers is kind of like the biggest highlight because they got some monumental, historic concessions from the big auto workers, big auto companies.
I would also add the LA Teachers Union. They also secured a ginormous salary bump after going on strike for a few years. And so it's really cool to see unions, which in the past, like there were always like, don't join the union. Unions are bad. There was all of this, you know, negativity around it, which makes you think, why was that? They really didn't want us to talk to each other, huh?
I would say it's propaganda, right? Oh,
absolutely. So normally this is the place in our show where we offer our fixes, but in lieu of the fix this episode, we are going to close out our inaugural award show with our personal glow-ups for 2023. But before we do that, let's take a quick break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we are back. So I guess I'm going to go first with my personal glow up of the year goes to Francesca 4.0. I have turned 40, and this whole year leading up to my 40th birthday, I felt like I was really turning into the best version of me, which is why I started saying Francesca 4.0. Like I was getting this metaphorical upgrade. I feel the smartest, the funniest, the sexiest, the most at home in my personhood and my body. And despite all of the turmoil in like Hollywood and this year with the strikes, I feel really secure in my career. I don't know what's about to happen, but it feels like something is on the horizon and it just feels really incredible.
Well, listen, congratulations on that. I hear you. I've also been bearing witness to it. And it's so exciting. And dare I say comforting, right? Comforting's a great word to be like, oh, here it is. Deep breath, you know? And to the career thing, I just feel like there's something in the air. There's like a renaissance happening.
Yes, and a renaissance.
I really do feel like it's happening all around us. You know, I have multiple friends doing projects and I'm like, that's super exciting. So there's something in the air. Ride that wave, you know, let that thing come into the solar plexus and really let it sit there and embrace it.
Thank you.
My glow up, personal glow up is very similar. I've just been embracing so much more of myself this year. I feel more self-actualized, if I could put, you know, a term on it. Self-actualization comes from the psychological theory that on human development, right? Which says that you've realized the fullest fulfillment of your talent and potentialities, right? So I'm just stepping into so much more of me. In my 20s, I felt like I was like learning how to adult and survive in capitalism. And then my 30s were like just forming my worldview, you know, making that clearer. And in my 40s, I'm just like being comfortable with what's happening. Like you said, I'm in my skin. Yeah. I have a little bit, I'm taking space for myself. You know, I'm a people pleaser. And that's really starting to diminish. And I'm like, well, you know, this is a good testament is my phone. I'm like, you know what, DeLon? You can get back to it when you get back to it.
Ooh, yes.
It'll be there.
I love that for you. It has been really beautiful seeing it happen, because every time you're like, no, I'm not going to do that, I'm always in the back going like, hell yeah, say no, turn that thing down. Because I know that that's been a struggle for you. And again, you deserve it. You deserve comfort and joy and ease. Ease is my word for 4T. Just, I'm chilling. Like, I'm not trying to be begging anybody to hang out with me, to hire me, to date me, to spend time with me. Like, ease for all of the things. So I love that you and I have such similar glow ups for 2023.
I'm telling you, I think this is just, this is what 40, this is what the 40s look like. Hey.
Well, that is our show, and we know that you have opinions on this episode, our very first Glow Up Awards. What glow ups did we miss? And if you are wondering, why didn't we give Renaissance the musical glow up of the year? It's because you can't glow up if you stay up. Hello, Beyoncé ain't never been in a place to glow up, okay? Wait a second. Maybe that's a new segment. The Stay Up. Okay. People who stayed up and didn't have to glow up.
Well, you know what they say. If you stay up, you ain't got to get up, okay? Who stayed up?
Oh, just, there's so many people who stayed up. Maybe you have thoughts. Send us an email and let us know who has stayed up. Who would you give a glow up award to at lemmefixitpod@gmail.com? Or maybe you would like to suggest a musician, an actor, a brand, or a whole concept that we should fix in a future episode. Hit us up on Instagram @fixitpod.
And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to give us a rating on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. I am Delon.
And I'm Francesca. And this was
Let Me Fix It! Cue strings.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.